It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Mick Floyd.
Good morning to you, Mick. As we say each and every week, it's another huge week of racing in the Greyhound world. And the Golden Easter Egg, pushed back 1 week because of Sydney's inclement weather, is on this weekend.
Good morning, Michael. Yes, it is. It's another big week for feature racing in three states across the country this week, and highlighted by the Easter Egg. You're right, it is one of the feature events, one of the grand slams, I guess you could say. The Easter Egg is the premier group race in New South Wales, and pushed back a week, it's worked out pretty well for one of the connections there, the Sharp Clan. They've got Devil 16 into the final, and it was late nomination. She wasn't going up there until there was that delay, and look, she's taken to Weddy Park like a duck to water. It was a fantastic win, the semi-final on Saturday night. And she's the lone Victorian rep in that final.
Well, it's interesting because there were a couple of surprises, a few of the big guns not even making it to the final. So who are you with? Will it be the Victorian that flies the flag?
I think it's going to be a big ask for her. She's just drawn awkwardly in box five. Her win last Saturday night was outstanding in 29.54. The winning time there was certainly fast enough to win this race, but I just think that draw is going to be a little bit sticky. It's going to be a mad rush that first turn, as they tend to be in these big races. Tommy Shelby is the one I've landed with. He jumped from box one on Saturday night, and it probably didn't suit him. He got shuffled back a little bit, but found the line really well. We know he's a fantastic chaser, and from box eight, he's going to be much better suited out there. He should get all the room he needs, and I think it'll be hard to beat. Wow was outstanding last Saturday night. He's Wow by name, and he is by deed as well. He was the fastest semi-final winner. He went 29.45. Despite missing this just slightly, and his acceleration was outstanding. He's won 8 of 11 on the track, but I just think from box three, he's going to push off the track a fraction, and that's going to it's going to make it particularly difficult for him. The one of value I do like is Farmore Beach. The Queenslander has been racing in really good form, and has been running in really good form from awkward draws. He's come up with a red box here on Saturday night, and already looking at the tab market, has been pretty well supported. Open around $17, is already into $9.50. So if you're looking for an each way play, Farmore Beach for mine, but Tommy Shelby on top to make it, I think it'll be his third Group 1 win.
Yeah, wow. He's a $2.80 second favourite. Wow is the $2.60 favourite. That is the Golden Easter Egg, which is run in Sydney on Saturday night. There's plenty of other news as well, because we've got the Perth Cup and the Galaxy Heats on Saturday night.
Yeah, very good series again over in WA. A couple of Victorians that we're very familiar with. Tigalong Tonk will be heading over. He's going around in the first heat. He's drawn box four. The box draws haven't done our guys any favours at all. He's drawn box four in the second heat. Shimmer Shine, who missed out in Ballarat on Monday night in the Ballarat Cup heats, he's drawn box five in the second heat. But this is a really, really good race, the Perth Cup. It probably affected a little bit, obviously, the Tommy Shelby making the Golden Easter Egg means that he won't be contesting his home cup, but it's still a very good series nonetheless. And really good to see it in the Galaxy for the stayers. The staying race can be a little bit thin at times, but they've got four outstanding heats. The quality of the racing over in WA is very, very good, so well worth tuning in and keeping an eye on this series. I wouldn't want to have a go at who will win this one. It's a very hard one for me to draw one through. I haven't had a good look through the form in WA for a while. It's a bit too late for mine with the Easter Egg on as well. But look, it's a very, very good series. Make sure you do keep an eye on them going forward, because that form does tend to hold up very, very well when they come east.
All right. Just a quick recap too. The launching pad was so exciting last week and remarkable. $150,000 first prize.
Yeah, it was. Kuro Kismet drew the red and got the drift. He was an equal favourite with Tab and was completely friendless in the betting. I think there was a view that he was better suited drawn off the track. But as you quite often see when they draw inside, it was his first start from the red in 20 career starts. He was just good enough to hold that spot, and holding that track position through the first turn is vital, especially for a big dog like him. He's a 35-kilo he's a 35-kilo dog, and he was able to hold that spot and found the line really well. It was a fantastic night, and it was great to see. With all the COVID and everything we've been through, it was great to see owners back on track and just how much a win like this meant to Matt Clark. He had the favourite last year going into the launching pad, Catch the Thief, and he made no secret of the fact that he was disappointed that was his one chance to win a big race at Sandown Park, and he thought it might have passed him by, but they put a plan in place to get Kuro Kismet over the line in the launching pad this time around, and it paid off. So well done to Matt and to the ownership group there, Mel, and their father Bruce did a fantastic job, and $150,000 is a pocket for a greyhound that's just starting out his career. It's a fantastic effort.
Unbelievable. Mick, leave us with a good thing for the weekend.
Looking at Sandown Park tonight, race two, number three, whatever I say, for Jimmy Redenbach. You know his dogs are going to be hard fit, and his form is, he's got two consecutive wins now at Sandown Park, and I think it'll be hard to beat. Looking at the Ballarat Cup tomorrow night, Ferdinand Boy looks like he's drawn beautifully to win the second country cup. He won the Shepparton Cup from this box. He was very good in his heat on Monday night. Jimmy Classic was outstanding, the fastest heat winner, and Aussie Secret is a good each-way chance from the red, but we'll go with Ferdinand Boy in the Ballarat Cup tomorrow night, race eight, number eight.
Love it. Enjoy the weekend, Mick.
You certainly will. Thank you very much.